Happy Canada Day!
Happy Canada Day, guys. What do you think of my Canada flag rabbit ears? I don't know what these are called. I call them rabbit ears. So, happy Canada Day, guys. You know what? We should go outside. It's a nice day. We should go to a park. But while we're going to a park, I want to ask you a question. What's your favorite thing? Oh, just lost my rabbit ears. What's your favorite thing about Canada? Is it my rabbit ears? Is it Mad English TV? Yeah, that's your favorite thing. But let me know down in the comments. Think about it while I drive to a park. And then we'll enjoy the day outside. All right, guys, we've come to Surrey Bend Regional Park. Big, beautiful, and watery. A landscape continually shaped and reshaped by the Fraser River. Okay, so the Fraser River is, I don't know, maybe we can go to the Fraser River here. I think I can show you guys the Fraser River, but just take a look at these fish, okay? So it says here, thanks to the First Nations Fisheries Legacy Fund for providing these life-size white sturgeon sculptures. Okay, so a sturgeon is the name of a fish. Okay, look, this is life-size. Okay, so these are real. Can you imagine that? A fish that big. That's crazy. So there's sturgeon, okay? I mean, you can see my head. Like, they're longer than me, I think. Yeah, they'd probably be at least like 6 feet long, maybe. And I don't know how heavy they were, but imagine catching one of those on the end of your fishing line. Boy, that'd be quite an experience, eh? So yeah, we're at Surrey Bend Regional Park. Some information here. Ooh, extreme fire danger. Oh, good thing I don't smoke. Don't smoke. Ruins your lungs, right? Loud vehicle over there. Guy's showing off with his truck. All right, so do your part, stay 2 meters apart. That's kind of a scary sign. Man, how far is 2 meters? The distance from a cougar's nose to the tip of its tail. Wow, okay, so this animal, well, in Canada, we have cougars in the woods. Hopefully there are no cougars here. Yeah, cougars are like mountain lions, okay? Like kind of like a jaguar kind of animal. I think jaguars are like jungle animals, but thought I had someone sneaking up behind me there. Yeah, so jaguars are, I think they live in like the jungle. I don't know, where do jaguars live? All those animals are a little bit related, but here in Canada we have the cougars, okay? Cougars are mountain lions, they're dangerous. They kind of stalk. They're really quiet. You don't know where they are. I mean, you can't just see it coming like a bear. Bears are loud. You can hear bears come crashing through the forest, right? But cougars stalk their prey. Hopefully, you know, cougars are stalking me right now. The word cougar is also a slang term for an older woman who is attracted to young men. Okay, so let's say like maybe a 50-year-old woman, you know, likes 20-year-old guys or 25-year-old guys. That would be kind of it's a slang term. You might hear, if you hang out in certain circles, you probably don't hear that term every day. You hear loud noises. There's some train tracks over there, so probably hear some trains. I don't know where I'm going. I should probably have a plan here. I don't know if I should go this way or over here. I think the river is somewhere over there. So I've never been here before. So you're exploring it with me, our Canada Day adventure. Yeah. So we'll see if we run into any cougars. So yeah, and like that term, you know, I don't know. I don't know if it's a derogatory term. The word derogatory means, you know, kind of a bad word to describe
you know, that kind of a woman who likes, there's nothing wrong with it. what's wrong with older women liking younger men? I don't know. But anyway, you might hear that term. Here at Mad English TV, I teach you English. Whether you like it or not, whether I like it or not, whether society likes it or not, we it's good to be in the know. In the know means you understand something. Knowledge is power, right? Then you can decide for yourself if what you think about it. My job as a teacher is just to teach you English and teach you the slang words and everything like that. Look at that plane flying over. Wants to make an appearance in my video. Wow, look at that thing. It's crazy that they invented a way to fly, eh? People can fly over the earth. Technology these days, eh? So anyway, Canada, welcome to Canada Day walk here in Surrey Bend Regional Park. So yeah, what's your favorite thing about Canada? You know, I think maybe my favorite thing is just the peace and quiet. You know, just look at this place, like, it's just so peaceful, so beautiful, you know. Birds, trees. No, just listen for a second. I'll just stop and just listen for a second. You know, you just hear like the wind rustling in the trees. Rustling, that's the noise that wind makes in the trees. It blows the leaves. That sound is called a rustling noise. So yeah, the wind rustling in the trees, the the odd plane flying overhead, birds in the trees. Look at that nice sun. It's a beautiful day here. What's this? It's like some kind of a picnic spot. Keep 2 meters apart, avoid gathering. It's a nice green thing. What is this? Some kind of a metal thing. What purpose does that serve? That's a strange thing. Look at that. It's like hollow in there. And there's like a place to put posters and stuff there. That's just such a strange green thing there. Why does that have to be there? I don't know. Maybe that's modern art. Reminds me of Calgary's Big Blue Ring. I've made a video about that in the past, talking about Calgary's Big Blue Ring. This is just such a funny thing. Calgary spent like $500,000 on this big blue ring that serves no purpose. It was considered art. Modern art, I guess. Yeah, it looks like this is kind of like a campground area, like some picnic tables here. I don't know if people can actually go camping here, but I don't see why not. You could pitch your tent, you know, set up your tent here and just eat your food at the picnic table. I think the river is really close to here, guys. So yeah, let's go find the river. But let me know down in the comments what your favorite thing about Canada is. So I would say maybe my favorite thing is just the peace and quiet. You know, every time I come back from overseas, if I'm over in, you know, some other part of the world, it's more crowded. Like I lived in China for over a year, and I remember, you know, I lived in the city of Shanghai. Shanghai alone has almost as many people as Canada, the country of Canada, right? And I remember when I came back one time in the airport, I landed in Vancouver Airport. He just came off the plane, and it just struck me how quiet. Canada is just such a quiet place, just so peaceful, you know, after coming from a huge city like Shanghai. Anyway, here's the river, guys. Look at that. Ooh, there's like a little path here through the river. Man, isn't that gorgeous? Let's go down here. Let's go through this. Someone has blazed a trail here. And wow, look at this beautiful spot. Hello. Look at that beautiful river, guys. That's amazing. Yeah, wow. All right, go back up the trail. Well, there we go. Gave you guys a shot of the river that's called the Fraser River. It's kind of the big river here that, well, kind of goes through BC. So, yeah, well, have you thought about your favorite thing yet for Canada Day? And so, yeah, I would say that's one of my favorite things about Canada is just the peace, peace in different ways. I guess the word peace can have different meanings. Peace can mean the absence of war. I'm really thankful there are no wars in Canada. People aren't fighting each other. There's, you know, different people groups living relatively peacefully together. That's a nice thing. You know, most Canadians don't need to own guns to defend themselves. I mean, my relatives own guns for hunting. You know, I don't own any guns. I don't feel the need to own a gun here. It's a safe country, relatively safe. It's quiet. Peaceful can also mean like quiet, you know. So yeah, I really value that about living here. It's just a beautiful place to live in. I see some crows cawing. The sound crows make is called a caw. Crows caw. Oh hey, look at this cool bridge. What is that? This cool wooden thing. What is that? It almost looks like a bench. Can you sit here? Oh, look at that. You can sit here on the edge of the bridge. I don't know if that's supposed to. Is that art? I don't even know what art is, guys. Let me know, what is art? What constitutes as art? Look at that. Would you say that bridge is like art? I don't know. Ooh, there's some bikers coming here. Look at these nice flowers. Man, these are just beautiful little, what color is that? Violet, maybe? Violet flowers, lavender. Yeah, just gorgeous. And then we've got something up here. I don't know what this is. It's kind of a cool little park. Here, look at these nice big logs. You can sit on these. Is this Log Hollow? Oh yeah, look at that, guys. I don't know if it goes all the way through, but yeah, look at that. Isn't that cool? Just walk along here. Some sort of a display. Here, here's a map. Okay, so we're here. And Vancouver is here. I think. Let's see. What does it say? The workings of a big river. Why is the river water brown? The Fraser River is a conveyor belt of gravel, sand, and mud. Every year, its fast-flowing water moves thousands of tons of eroded sand, mud, and gravel downstream from the mountains of interior BC. Yeah, I mean, BC has a lot of mountains, right? Like Alberta, I think Alberta is usually seen as the province in Canada with the mountains, but man, BC has a ton of mountains and it interior. So at Surrey Bend, the Fraser nears the ocean, slows down and drops much of its load here on the river's ever-changing shores. Okay, so that's why it's called Surrey Bend, because I guess the river bends here. The ocean isn't far away, guys. The ocean is maybe like 5 kilometers away, 10 kilometers away from here. So yeah, so the Pacific Ocean is just right over there. So that's kind of cool. You know, this area is one of the nicest areas in Canada. There's mountains, trees, lakes, rivers, and the ocean, all within just a very, very close proximity. Proximity means like nearness, right? So yeah, it's this area is just beautiful. Another plane trying to ruin my video. But anyway, guys, I wanted to take a few minutes to just address the really sad news that's been coming out of Canada in the past few weeks. You know, it's you've probably seen it on the news, it's been BBC News and Canadian news sources all around the world. People have been seeing this news about the unmarked graves, like the remains of children in unmarked graves that have been found at at residential school sites across Canada. I think the number now is, I think it's over 1,000. It started off with, you know, they found, I think, 215 unmarked graves in Kamloops, BC, which isn't far from here, a few hours drive from here. And then they found a lot more in Saskatchewan, and now they found more here in BC, and I think the number is over 1,000 now at different sites across Canada. And it's just heartbreaking news, you know. So I just thought I would take a few minutes to talk about that, because a lot of my subscribers probably, I mean, a lot of them are newcomers to Canada. They might not know about much about Canadian history, and I'm not a Canadian history expert either, but the term residential school, you probably have heard that in the news, maybe. Let's see, which way should I go, this way or that way? Maybe I'll go this way. Yeah, you've probably heard that term, but you might not know what it means. So I'll just explain that to you. So the residential schools were boarding schools for First Nations children. Okay, so a boarding school is a school where the children live at the school. And those birds are loud. So yeah, boarding schools, you know, the students live there, eat there, their life is there. They sleep there, you know, everything is there, away from their parents. Okay, so that's what a boarding school is. And so these schools, they were called residential schools. So the idea was, well, I don't know who came up with this terrible idea, but the idea was to, like, the word is like re-educate, almost like, you know, you hear sometimes in the news about countries having re-education camps, right? To, like, basically take a minority group and kind of try to integrate them into the majority group's values, I guess, or their education system. So I mean, this problem isn't just in Canada, it's in other parts of the world too. It's a really, really sad thing that minority peoples get kind of crushed, basically. I don't know what other word to use. So yeah, these children were taken from their families, from their culture, from their homes, from everything, forcibly, and they were forced to live at these places called residential schools, and they were just treated terribly, you know. They were abused. All of them were abused. Every one of them were abused because they were taken from their family. I mean, if you get taken from your family and forced to live somewhere else, that's abuse. I mean, but that wasn't the only abuse. There were tons of other abuses that took place. Rape, you know, beating, murder. I mean, they weren't even allowed to speak their own language. Can you imagine that? You know, there are a lot of indigenous languages in Canada. A lot of people don't know about. Sorry, guys, I'm being eaten alive by these little flies or whatever they are. They're trying to eat my legs. So yeah, I mean, a lot of people think the languages in Canada are English and French. Well, I mean, from a government perspective, those are the two official languages in Canada. But I mean, there are a lot of indigenous languages all across Canada. And so these children, look at this nice bridge, guys. It's just beautiful, quiet, peaceful area. Yeah, so these children, a lot of them they weren't allowed to even speak their own language to each other. They had to speak English. And so that's, imagine that. Imagine not being able to speak your language. Like, for me to think about, I'm not allowed to speak English. Before I speak. That's just ridiculous. Imagine if you're from Brazil, or you go to someone takes you from Brazil, or takes you to a different place, and you can't speak Portuguese. Or someone takes you from your home in Vietnam, and you can't speak Vietnamese. It's just a basic human right to speak your own language, to be able to speak your language and not to be punished for it. But these kids were punished for even speaking their own language. Yeah, so, yeah, it's just such a heartbreaking part of Canadian history, guys. I was reading on the news this past few days, and I read one woman was saying how, guys, I'm just being eaten alive by these bugs, these flies. Maybe if I run a little bit, no, they'll leave me alone. So yeah, I remember reading this woman's story, and she was, didn't get rid of the bugs. So yeah, she was saying that the first night when she and her sister were taken to this residential school, you know, they had to sleep in bunk beds, right? However many bunk beds there were in a room. And her younger sister was scared, and so she went to sleep. She went to her older sister's bed to sleep with her in her bed because she was scared. And she got punished for it. You know, I think she got the strap or got like some kind of physical punishment, because that wasn't allowed to sleep. You're not allowed to go sleep with your sister when you're scared. You know, when I read stories like that, it just breaks my heart, because, you know, I remember when I was a kid, you know, I was scared of stuff. You know, I remember one night there was a storm, and I was really scared, and I pushed my bed next to my brother's bed, my older brother's bed, because I was scared of the storm, and I felt safer, you know, safer being closer to my brother. So yeah, you know, to think about that little girl who, you know, was just scared and went to sleep with her sister, you know, and then to get punished for something like that. She probably didn't even know she wasn't allowed to do that, you know, and then to get punished for that, like, man, it's just brutal stories that you hear about this residential school system. So the last school closed in 1996. So we're not talking about ancient history here. We're talking about very, very recent history. I mean, hey, I was alive in 1996. I was a kid. I didn't know anything about. I don't remember ever learning anything about the residential schools as a kid. So yeah, I think a lot of Canadians are asking themselves the question, how can we celebrate Canada Day when, you know, with this news that's broken, like this news that's been coming out about all these unmarked graves, all these children? It's just, and that's a good question. That's a very good question. It's a fair question. It's a valid question. How can we celebrate Canada Day with this sad news? You know, I think a lot of Canadians are really proud of their country. A lot of Canadians love their country. They want to celebrate their country. But they're wondering how governments, both past and present, have been so incompetent to First Nations people. I mean, if they're finding hundreds, if not thousands, of unmarked graves, you can't tell me that the government didn't know what was going on. Unless they were completely incompetent. Maybe, I guess that's possible, but I think a lot more likely is the government just turned a blind eye to it. You know, if you turn a blind eye to something, that's an idiom in English. To turn a blind eye means to choose not to see something. I mean, you see it, but you turn a blind eye. You don't, you just sweep it under the rug. That's another idiom. To sweep something under the rug means just to try to hide an issue. You know, if you're sweeping, for example, let's say you're cleaning your house, some guests are coming over, and you sweep something, you don't want to get the dustpan and actually deal with the mess, you just sort of sweep it under the rug. Have you ever done that, or push some boxes under your bed or under the, just get rid of it in a way that doesn't really solve the real issue, right? So I think the governments, I don't really know. Loud plane again. I don't really know. You know, like I said, guys, I'm not really that knowledgeable about this whole thing, but it's just so heartbreaking that how the government wouldn't give justice to First Nations people. It's just so angering. Like, a country's prosperity doesn't need to come at the expense of a group, right? Canada's prosperity didn't need to come at the expense of First Nations people. But I think in a lot of ways, it seems like it did. Or it happened and the government turned a blind eye to it. You know, it feels so strange to talk about this, because I think a lot of people, like myself, never really weren't informed about this, really, the seriousness of. Guys, look at these flies and look at these nice salmon berries. Oh man, I'm just being attacked here. But so, like, for example, my ancestors, my grandparents and their parents, they came to Canada fleeing war in Eastern Europe. So I can say very confidently that my ancestors, my grandparents, and my at least two or three generations back, they had nothing to do with the residential school system. They weren't they were just very poor farmers. They lived in like half the barn, and the animals lived in half the barn, right? So my both sides of my parents, my mom and my dad's side of the family, they like lived in a barn. You know, like my grandparents grew up in barns. They, guys, I can't even think. Look at these flies. Oh, there's a little baby bunny. Look at that little baby bunny. Look at that cute little thing. And here's another shot of the river. Gorgeous river. Look at those logs. Cut down these logs and then they float the logs down the river. I think the logging industry is, quite a big industry here in this part of Canada. But so my ancestors, for example, they came from Eastern Europe. They were fleeing war and persecution, and then when they came to Canada, they just lived a very, very simple life in like a barn. They had a bunch of kids. You know, it's very typical for families to have like six or seven kids, and then they would just like kind of like, they had a brutal life, you know, just very hard work, and they didn't have time to, they didn't exploit anyone. I'm very confident to say that none of my ancestors in my immediate history exploited any people. They didn't have anything to do with the residential school system. They weren't teachers in the system or any. So a question that I've kind of been asking the last few days, who were these people? Who were they? And also another question I've been kind of asking is, did my ancestors, did they know what was going on? I mean, surely they were kind of would have been within range of knowing. Like, these schools, where are they? They're all just across Canada, normal places like this, you know, in trees and lakes and rivers. They're just normal places. So they're not like hidden schools often. They're here in Canada, and so it's kind of it makes me wonder if my ancestors, like my grandparents, really knew what was going on. I don't know the answer to that. Guys, these flies are biting me. Oh man, these flies are just brutal. I'm gonna have so many fly bites on my legs. But anyway, yeah, I don't really know to the extent to which they knew, but I just wonder if they were within range and they could have known maybe about the extent of these you know, abuses. Like, my grandparents are such nice people. Like, they, like I said, they wouldn't hurt anybody. And if they had known, if they would know that there were, like, children being, like, children's bodies being thrown into unmarked graves, I would like to believe they would have done something about that. These red berries. But, you know, like I said, I really don't know. So the question I've been asking myself the past few days is... Just wait till the plane flies over so you can hear my voice. Yeah, like, the question I've been kind of asking myself is there injustice going on around me that is within range of me knowing that I could do something about, that I'm kind of just not seeing? Am I blind to it? You know, the reason I use the kind of the phrase within range is because, you know, it's just kind of impossible for people to know about all the problems in the world, all the suffering in the world. Like, I'm sure there's over other countries, there's atrocities going on that I've never heard about, that are, you know, there's just so many different people groups in the world, so many different countries. There are only about 200 countries in the world, but there are thousands and thousands of languages. Maybe 10,000 languages, I'm not sure, 7,000, 10,000 languages, somewhere around there, different people groups, different tribes, and there's a lot of conflict in the world and everything. So it's impossible to know about everything, but just around me, what's happening? How can I help bring justice to people around me? I mean, justice isn't justice unless everybody gets justice, right? If one group of people gets justice and another group of people doesn't get justice, well, I mean, that's the definition of corruption right there. That's injustice, not justice. So, yeah, it's, I just wonder why, how is it possible that the Canadian governments have been so incompetent to deal with this? Like, it seems like the best way would just be to stop and to just let's deal with this, you know? If I were the Prime Minister of Canada, I would just say, okay, guys, this is a real problem. We're not going to just kind of let this information spill out and then react to it. Let's take a proactive approach and just solve this issue. We're not going to do anything until we deal with this. You know, governments always try to make themselves look great, right? Say, oh, we're going to spend some money. We're going to send some money to this country over here. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Like, this is such a big problem in Canada that has been swept under the rug. You know, we just need to stop doing everything and just address it. It seems like it needs to be handled on, like, a government level and say, hey, we're going to just focus on this, kind of find out the truth, bring reconciliation to the, to you know, First Nations people. Like, Canada has so many different groups now, and that's one of the, in a way, one of the nice things about Canada is there's so many different groups living together in peace, right? So that's something to be celebrated, but at the same time, like I said, it can't come at the expense of a group. And it seems in a lot of ways like the prosperity of Canada has come at the expense of First Nations people. And that's such a thing to be grieved. It's such a sad thing to read these stories about the residential schools and how they were treated. And, oh man, like, so anyway, I you know, I don't really have a, don't really know how to conclude this, whatever, this topic, but, I just wanted to talk about it just as a way to kind of grieve this aspect of Canadian history, that this has really happened. And it's just so sad to hear this news that's coming out. I'm sure this isn't going to be the last of it. It's going to be more and more. And truth is always a good thing, because truth allows people to see what really happened, right? You can't have justice without truth. And yeah, I mean, to all the First Nations people in Canada, man, like, I just really hope justice can be done. Like, obviously, you can't bring justice to the past. The past is the past. But at least you can acknowledge the atrocities that have happened and kind of kind of try to get justice moving forward. Is that too much to ask for? Like, for me, I mean, everybody I know would want the justice to apply all across the board to any people group, any religious group, any ethnicity, you know? So when I hear these stories about, you know, indigenous murder, I've talked about this idea before on my channel, or not this idea, I've talked about this atrocity, murdered and missing indigenous women in Canada. Like, this isn't a past problem. This is an ongoing thing that indigenous peoples in Canada are facing. It's just terrible injustice, and man, it just I would just want the law to be applied equally to everybody. I want, like, hey, I mean, shouldn't the government investigate? Shouldn't the government have been proactive in investigating these residential schools a long time ago? It almost seems like the government's approach has been, okay, if news comes out, we're gonna kind of try to manage it, but we're not gonna really take this seriously. That's my impression of the government's approach. I don't think the current government is doing anything. I don't think the previous government really did much about this issue. So I don't know. I don't really know how to, I don't have any political influence, but I would just like to talk about this, just to bring some light to this, and maybe, maybe some politician will, hey, maybe some of my viewers will become politicians. If you're a newcomer to Canada, maybe you'll be the next prime minister. Maybe one of my subscribers will be the next prime minister, and you can take this issue seriously. You know, maybe you didn't even know about it because you weren't taught about it. And yeah, like, I think most people, my parents' generation and my generation, we didn't have a lot of education about it. I don't know what kind of education around this issue exists now in schools. But yeah, it's just really sad. So I think it's a very valid question. Should Canadians celebrate Canada Day? I think to me it seems like the best thing to do is to celebrate, you know, the good aspects. There's so many good things about Canada, but also to grieve at the same time. In certain situations, you can celebrate and grieve, at the same time. So it almost seems like that. You know, there's groups in Canada calling for, like, the Cancel Canada Day. Cancel Canada Day. Well, you know, I think that it seems to me like the best thing is to be able to celebrate the good and also to grieve the bad, so that, you know, if we celebrate the good and grieve the bad, at least we're kind of celebrating the target for what we're kind of aiming for. If we don't celebrate but we just grieve the past, well, it's almost like, well, what is Canada that, like, what where are we going, you know? We need to kind of think about the future. There are a lot of different people groups in Canada generally living peacefully. Maybe justice isn't being applied equally. That's something that needs to happen. Justice needs to happen. But we need to be able to kind of celebrate our unity, celebrate Canada's existence. So that's kind of my approach. I think a lot of Canadians are in the same with me. You know, like, I'm wearing a Canada shirt and my Canada rabbit ears. So celebrating the good things about Canada. So many nice things about Canada. You know, Canada allows people from different countries. A lot of my subscribers have been from places where they didn't have many rights. For example, they come to Canada, now they have more rights. They have more freedom, more prosperity. That's a great thing. That should be celebrated. But at the same time, really, to take this issue seriously, and I don't really know how to take it seriously other than just talking about it on my channel, like I said, the first step is to kind of, like, bring people into the awareness of what has happened. That children, they're finding remains of children in unmarked graves across Canada. That's not something that should have happened, obviously. And why? Who are these people? Imagine that. Eh? It kind of touches close to home with me because I'm a teacher. Imagine punishing someone for for sleeping, going to sleep with their sister because they were scared. God, whew. Yeah, anyway. So I just really hope justice comes out. I hope justice will be applied. Well, that's the end of the sentence. I hope justice will be applied because justice is justice for everybody, not just justice for one group. Hope all the different people groups in Canada can really be reconciled, become kind of united, united in their love for Canada, their acceptance of one another. It's good if different people groups mourn each other's, I guess, histories, and especially when one group has kind of taken, has been responsible for taking the rights of another group. Like I said, it's hard for me to know if my ancestors did come from Europe. They were escaping war. It's hard for me to know if anybody in my family ever was involved in the decision making of the, I don't think so, but I don't want to just pass the buck either, you know what I mean? Like, it's easy for people to say, oh, well, that's not my problem, it's not my fault, but yeah, I don't know. Like, all I can do is say, hey, I really, really want justice to be applied, and I want the truth to come out for the well-being of First Nations people. That would be great. So that's my talk here for Canada Day. So yeah, just remember the First Nations people in your prayers, that justice would win. Justice would come out, moving forward, you know, the First Nations people would be respected and be treated really well here in their own country. Because, wow, that's, what a tragedy to not even get justice in your own country. So anyway, guys, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening, and for caring about this too. I care about this issue. That's why I wanted to talk about it. Any kind of justice, major injustices in your own area need to be talked about. Like I said, there are injustices all around the world that I don't know about, but this is within range of me. Like I said, I just drove through Kamloops a few weeks ago coming here to BC. That school was there. And these graves are there. They're there. I mean, even, you know, I don't know the history of Canada. Are there unmarked graves? Did someone take a bunch of kids and bury them here? And I don't know. Like, this is, I'm within range of that. That's why I'm talking about this. It's just heartbreaking. It's really angering. It's, yeah. So, and the other thing is that because this is a recent thing, I don't know how many of these people would have been alive, if any of these school teachers were alive, that would know about, you know, man, these flies are eating me alive, I can't even think. But yeah, so justice, maybe some of those teachers are still alive, who committed these atrocities. Like, let's get the truth out. What happened? Let's bring some justice here. So anyway, that's my talk, guys. Anyway, I just want to say, wish you guys a happy Canada Day. Like I said, let me know in the comments what your favorite thing is about Canada. And I'm just so thankful to be in a country where... Sorry, guys. Sorry, I'm getting eaten by flies here. Wouldn't be a good Canadian if I didn't apologize, right? So I'm sorry about these flies. I'm sorry that these flies are eating me. I want to apologize to you that these flies are eating me. And I want to apologize that there are planes flying overhead and ruining my video. So let me know what your favorite thing is about Canada. And just give you a nice shot of this forest here and the sun and the beautiful birds that you can hear. And there's a trail. Parsons Trail. Let's go in here. Yeah, so here's another, going closer to the river here. Yeah, look at that. Look at this cool area. Man, it's just so peaceful, right? Like, how many people have you seen here walking around? Saw some bikers, but other than that, it's been pretty quiet. So, Yeah, hopefully if, I know a lot of my subscribers are interested in coming to Canada, so I really hope you can come here for a visit at least, or maybe get your permanent residency here and just become a Canadian citizen or whatever the case is for your journey, that you can enjoy this kind of peace here. And so guys, I wish you all the best, and I just want to say I love you, and hope when you come to Canada, you know, you can really enjoy the freedom that we have here. But at the same time, remember this aspect of Canadian history, and not sweep it under the rug. Problems should never be swept under the rug, because then they come back, you know, they never get dealt with that way. So even though maybe nobody in the government or anything had any part in this, I don't know, they should just actually stop. In my opinion, they should stop everything and say, okay, we're gonna deal with this on a massive scale, and not just kind of keep hoping the issue goes away. It won't go away, because justice always, injustice always, always. Guys, I literally can't even think. That's how these flies are. Look at that little birdhouse up there. Isn't that cool? Yeah, man, there's just like millions and millions of flies. So I'll stop complaining about the flies, and you guys, happy Canada Day. Let me know all your thoughts in the comments, and wish you a great day. And if you're in Canada, happy Canada Day. If you're outside Canada, well, happy Canada Day as well. And I hope you're having a great day in your country. Maybe you can celebrate Canada Day here. I was gonna go to a Canada Day parade, but I think all the Canada Day parades are canceled due to COVID. Heard some noise coming from here. Yeah, I think COVID has basically canceled all the Canada Day parade. So yeah, so maybe next year I can take you guys to a Canada Day parade. And yeah, but for now, I'll just sign off from here in the beautiful BC forest. Look at this cool tree, all the moss growing on that tree. It's just gorgeous spot. Wish you guys could be with me here, walk and talk with me in person, just have a chat and enjoy this nature. So I'll sign off. Have a great day, guys, and I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.